This is The Express with Gary Allen, your 360-degree view of the world. Now, here's your host, Gary Allen.
All right, everybody, and welcome to this edition of The Express. Gary Allen with you. Hope you've had a wonderful week since the last time we spoke. We weren't on last week live. We had a situation between EW and myself, as you know, will occur from time to time. But I do have a very good guest on with me tonight. He'll be joining us very shortly. I just want to say to all of you out there, thank you so much for taking the time to join us here on The Express. I've got some interesting news coming up for you somewhere down the line once it's all confirmed and put together. You can still go to my website, GaryAllenTalkShow.com, and get some information there. That site's going to be improved too. Plus, there's probably going to be a new site for The Express here, a new website very, very shortly, where you'll be able to just go to the website, click on a button, and you'll be able to tune into The Express as well as another show that I'll be starting very shortly. But other than that, and Randy, I hope you're out there in EW. Let me know if Randy has joined us or not. I presume he probably has, as far as in the chat room. And I appreciate all of you every week for joining us here on The Express. Without you, there'd be no real reason to do this show. Next week, I have a great guest coming on, Michael Berger, who is sort of like what Randy West, Wink Martindale, involved in the not the talk show world, but the game show world, et cetera, et cetera. So I look forward to that. My guest tonight is Janice. I'm going to get the first name wrong, so I will call him by his middle name. But it's Jancius T. Lang, Jr., and the T stands for Tito, which is what I will refer to him as. He is, at the age of 13, Tito enrolled in the Notre Dame de Lourdes, the Catholic seminary in Port-de-Prince. He studied philosophy, psychology, sociology, but primarily the wisdom of spiritual understanding. And that is exactly why he's here tonight. He's written a wonderful book called Wise Minds, and we're going to talk about that. That is a development of how you help people clear out the stuff in their minds that doesn't belong there from years of abuse or just physical, mental abuse, et cetera, and how you can become a better person and what you should do with your life. I believe, Tito, you're on the line, I believe, and I thank you so much for joining us here on The Express.
Thank you very much, Gary, and thank you for the introduction. You are right on the money.
Did I pronounce your first name right or no? Did I get it wrong again?
It's always right for me, but however, I pronounce it Jancius.
Jancius. Okay, but I'm going to call you Tito because you gave me permission to go ahead and do that. Tito, your father was a major influence with you and on you. Talk about that and growing up, and at 13 years old, you enrolled in this very prestigious school down in Port-de-Prince. What led you in this direction? Was it your father or just something within inside of you that you said, I need to learn more as far as the philosophy is concerned and sociology and the spiritual understanding?
That's a very good question, Gary. The answer is it was within me. And the reason why I say so is that even when I was maybe 4 or 5 years old, from what they have told me, members of my dad's church used to say and find reasons to believe that I was spiritually gifted. Mm-hmm. And 5, 6 years old, I was very, for a child, I was very active, so therefore always been into trouble, got into trouble. And that's how one Sunday after church service, my dad was calling on the congregations, whoever wants to accept Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, to come forward, and I did. Mm-hmm. And from there, I made commitment that I would never lie or anything like that, but especially that. Mm-hmm. And I kept it up to 11 years old, and carelessly I told my dad less than the truth. And my conscience hurt me for about more than 24 hours. And then I went into meditation because I learned so much from growing up in that environment. I don't even know what I learned then. So the revelation came to me, Tito, now you know what it is like to have remorse that is so heavy. So therefore, I choose you to educate all my children to the wisdom of honesty.
Mm-hmm. You No, go ahead.
Yes, and that was 11 years old and 12 years old. I enrolled myself into the Catholic seminary in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Mm-hmm. And I went there specifically to study, as you said, spiritual understanding. And after 9 years there, they gave me all those doctorate degrees that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm. You have written a wonderful book called Wise Mind, and you talk about your self-development wisdom education is designed specifically to educate human beings within nation states, family groups, and communities to understand of who they are so they can be and they can overcome fear, bipolar, panic attacks, and addictions, overcome disagreements and depression, mind-created beliefs. Your objective is to prevent and stop self-addiction, bullying, suicide practices, and most dysfunctional conditions of the mind. Wisdom I cultivate, tested, created, and teach successfully globally. So those are some of the things that we're going to talk about, Tito, this evening as we continue to move forward. Did you find in your studies something that I learned a long time ago? Only because I had two sisters, that one is a psychiatrist, the other one's a psychologist. Did you, which was hilarious around the dinner table when they were in college and they were home for the holidays, did you learn something that I think many of us do know, how sensitive and how vulnerable the mind can be to any sort of suggestive thoughts, positive or negative, and browbeating someone with negative thoughts, verbal assaults, the effect of that on their lives, as well as positive reinforcement that can send you down either one path or the other to total destruction or total success in your life. Talk about that a little bit for people out there that may not completely understand it. And sometimes that negative reinforcement turns someone in the right direction, believe it or not, but more times than not, being bullied by a parent or someone close to you can have a negative effect that can last for the rest of your life.
The answer is absolutely. And from decades of studies and observations on not only clients, but also colleagues and my own self, I have discovered that the mind is extremely sensitive. And it's not only sound, but feels and thoughts. It's on self-created thoughts that are very, very, when those are happening, we are human beings, and we are not always paying without focusing, having a focus on the activities of the mind. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It is very, very, very difficult to know things, sound, visual, pictures, or anything that can have long-lasting effect on the mind. And yes, what you said in the question is that most, in fact, well, speaking of it, the bully is a person whose mind is being bullied by unresolved issues, matters.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened, what we call bully, is what they do when that happens to them. And what they do is they take that frustration on someone else,
mm-hmm.
whether verbally or physically or anyhow. Mm-hmm. So therefore, my approach, my theory approach as far as for the renewing the energies of a nation, let's say America, for example, for this particular issue, is not to only speak or educate the bully victims, but also work with the bullies, because they need a help to face whatever that it is that is bullying their minds, and help them to reconcile with it, and they will be fine, human
mm-hmm.
beings.
Mm-hmm. You say in your book, you say that hurt produces pain. Could it also be said that the opposite of that is true, that joy and happiness can produce success in life, that true happiness produces joy? I mean, if hurt causes pain within inside yourself, then if the opposite, I guess, would be true. If you're in true happiness, it produces joy within your life, and you're a better person for it instead of always walking around in pain.
Correct. You have it right, or you've said it right. There is a factor with happiness that I encourage everyone to practice the way that it works so well, is not to wait for something to cause you to be happy, but every day create reasons, in fact, well, factual reasons
mm-hmm.
that would encourage those energies within you to be relaxed and be entertained.
We are talking to Tito Lange Jr. He's the author of Wise Minds. You're here on The Express with Gary Allen, and we're pleased to have all of you listening in, as well as Tito joining us. Tito, are some people born that are just, they're not normal to begin with? And I'm not referring to the Einsteins of the world or the Leonardo da Vincis or the Michelangelos or the Mozarts or Beethovens. I'm talking about people that are born, their minds can be extremely creative. There is that part of it. But I'm referring more to the sociopath. Maybe not a criminal sociopath, but they have sociopathic tendencies. Are people just born that way, or is it something they pick up along the way?
The answer is it's something that happens and they pick up along the way. Again, refer to the first question you asked me mm-hmm. in regard to what happened to the mind.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that happen. You could, a person could be maybe even 2 months old. There is a noise, a sound that causes that person's mind to wonder. And that wonder never ends.
Mm.
Keep wondering, what was that fear of insecurity? Because this sound could be something that's going to hurt me. Mind, when we were, let me get to this, 1 second, Gary. When we were born, our minds was slate free.
Mm-hmm.
And it is supposed to be activated at both human and being level, because we are human beings.
Mm-hmm.
We are human beings. So, but what has happened is that for majority of people around the globe, we don't teach anyone spirituality
mm-hmm.
part of their own existence. So therefore, their minds only existed at the, well, maybe activated at the human level, which is not too much.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for it is that our mind was created by our being for a specific purpose, and that purpose is to go through this physical journey mm-hmm. and to serve as transmitter and receiver of information for the being. So the mind is attached to a specific brain of a person.
Mm-hmm.
And that brain also become a receiver and transmitter of information to the mind. The mind sees what the through the eyes, which is brain. Mm-hmm. Hear what's happening through the brain also, because that's the way that we were born. Mm-hmm. And that's the physical makeup of our existence. However, we are if our mind that is not activated at the being level is one that cannot receive information at the being level. And by the way, Alan, for every question, wonder a person has, or every situation at the human level,
mm-hmm.
there is an answer awaiting for it at the being level.
So and for every question, there is an answer.
Of course, there is an answer. And the answer varies for each and every individual person. And the reason for it is each one of us is unique.
Mm-hmm.
It has always been like that.
But where do people go off the rails if they don't like the answer?
I wouldn't say that they don't like it, but lack of wisdom caused them not to understand the answer, because it is, well, we have choice.
Mm-hmm.
2 plus 2 is 4. If you feel like 2 plus 2 should be 14, that's your choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That makes sense?
Yes.
And this is the one reason why I also recommend and I teach wisdom of obedience. We have to, it is obedience, in fact, to learn, or anything and everything we learn mm-hmm. is because we accept it. That's a part of obedience. We accept that it is what it is, and we go forward. And faith,
yeah.
Yes.
Now, when you refer to obedience, when you refer to obedience, Tito, are you referring to your spiritual guidance, which would be the Holy Spirit within inside of you? Because God did give man the choice. Right. You can choose to go left or right. He'll guide you. But if you choose to go against the grain, things don't always work out. But are you referring to the voice within inside you, the Holy Spirit, when you talk about getting the answers?
Correct. Correct. And also common sense. You know, if you are in a, let's say, in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
there are certain behavior of the partner. The minute you see it, it is a warning that there is more to come.
Does that warning sign is that warning sign innate with your intuition? I mean, is that part of the unconscious conscious part of you?
No, I wouldn't say that. The person, here's the way that I know it works.
Mm-hmm.
Our being is always there with you. I mean, it is our being that is guiding us. And energies can see billions of years ahead, billions of years of the past and the very present second.
Mm-hmm.
So it's leading you. It knows you. It knows what is in your mind as far as knowledge and experiences. So it leads you sometimes years ahead of a situation that if you go this way, that way for so many years, you're gonna end up facing this and that situation at some point. And if it is not confident that you will do well when you get there, you will be prepared, it will, years ahead of time, deviate you. So you go around it. Now, if that was the time that you say, hey, I don't want that, this is what I want, you know, well, then you go straight up to where you shouldn't be in the directions that you shouldn't be going. And then whatever that you meet is what has always been there awaiting.
Tito, have you come across any minds or any people you've worked with in your studies that were just beyond help?
Yes. But that's a great question. What I also find out, there are many people that I have worked with, it's not that they are beyond help. What happened is there is a, as you know, there is a big difference between brain and the mind. The mind, nothing at the physical level can affect the mind. As far as, that's how you, everything you learn is a wisdom. And the mind is the process of thoughts, ideas, to make decisions are fully influenced by those wisdom that we learn. However, there is the brain. One example, as I'm about to say, is that there have been many, many cases that people are taking so many drugs, whether prescriptions or substance abuse, that damage their brain. And that which cause the circulations of energies to be impaired.
Is the mind result oriented to begin with? In other words, for human beings, we must have an answer to the question, even if we don't like the answer, but we must have an answer to the question.
Correct. And the mind knows it because the mind is energy. It sees the past, present, and future at any moment. But it offers those suggestions to you through your doubt. By the way, one second. The mind is an entity that is formed by three different, I always forget the term for it, but I will get to it. It's one entity that is formed by conscious, conscience, which is our judge. Conscious is the vault. That's where all informations are being guarded. Right. And also our doubt. Our doubt is our advisors. And it's there. Any decision, we are components, three components, conscience, and doubt. Any decision we are about to make, our doubt kicks in and tells you everything, whether the ones that will work on or all informations that it knows, informations that he had gathered about it. Now, making the decision has everything to do with the wisdom to which your mind had been exposed to.
Is the doubt your life's experiences that puts up the red sign or the red light that says, now think about this before you do it?
Oh, that's what he's there to do. That is the doubt. That's what he does. Mm-hmm. He just tell you how, whether it's something that they say, if you are used to, if you are an electrician, for example, that means you work with electricity all the time. Mm-hmm. But each time you're going to touch a wire, your dad will say, remember what can happen? Mm-hmm. Meaning death. But your wisdom kicked in and says, yes, thank you for the reminder. Because I'm going to approach it this way, this way, this way, there is no way that I would be exposed to such situations. But however, I have a plan, and here is the plan. And based on your wisdom, you are comfortable with it, with the plan, and you go forward. But for someone who is not, let's say, a child, you tell the child, do not play in that frog. Do not put anything in it. But because that child has no wisdom with experience with electricity, it goes curiosity, cause that child to go and stick something in the circuit and gets out. So it has everything to do with the wisdom that guide and God or influence your mind's decision-making process.
We're talking to Tito Lang. He's the author of Wise Mind. You can go on ebooks and get it at smashwords.com. If they want to get a copy they can hold in their hands, where can they go, Tito?
Oh, no, I have not yet. That's something that I will be doing in the future. Okay. But right now, I only have it on an ebook, and from anywhere in the world, in all ebook, I would let carries it.
Oh, okay.
With Smashwords, yes.
And of course, smashwords.com. Gary Allen with you here on The Express. We're talking about this wonderful book called Wise Minds. I read it. It's actually wonderful. Tito, you say that any mind can be reinvented, can reinvent itself, successfully. How is that?
Because that is its nature. It can be the reinvention of the mind. It is a journey process. It has to... The decision has to be made for a specific reason. And the mind is, everyone's mind is, we all have the, okay, it does it naturally. That's, it's nature. Now, it's up to each, let's say right now, if I want to become a broadcaster,
mm-hmm.
as you are, a professional one, there is a procedure. there is a procedure to that. There are discipline, manners, and a bunch of other factors that comes along with it, including character of the personality that I want to become.
Yeah.
So I am to start cultivating them. There is no time at the spiritual level, and mind is energy, meaning spiritual. Just keep practicing it, and learn and get advice from professional broadcasters, read books and watch news, listen to radio, a bunch of do them with a, it is how you develop a passion for it. Because something very important, Alan, our mind, when it doesn't go to sleep, you know that.
Mm-hmm. True.
So, it works 24 hours while our brain has to, every 8 hours, particularly, I think a brain needs a nap.
I need a nap all the time. I need a nap all the time, Tito. I need a nap. I took so many naps today because I stayed in. It was so hot outside. It was like, well, you live just down the road from me here. It was so hot. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like 95 degrees and the humidity was low, but still it felt like 104. So I stayed in all day today. And I didn't really do a whole heck of a lot. Tito, back in 1993, you had the pleasure of meeting someone that I've known for a good many years. And a couple of friends of mine worked for him. And I almost worked for him, which would have been my second time back in the White House. And that was you met President Clinton and his wife, Hillary. And they both gave you a suggestion. Talk about talk about what advice the president gave you and how you came about to write Wise Mind.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for bringing that up. My understanding that of Mr. Clinton is one that is mainly at spiritual level. The guy is great, and he's got the finest heart at spiritual level. Mm-hmm. And that was in 93 when we began. We began conversation because that correspondence, because he had made even before he was just nominee, and he signed on a project to send war ships to circle Haiti, island of Haiti, so people don't leave Haiti legally to come to Florida. Mm. And I wrote to him, I said, you're going the wrong way about doing something, about resolving this situation. Those people, they are fleeing the island because they are hungry. Why don't you just drop some food for them, even from 10,000 feet, they will be thankful. How would you like, now you are stopping them from eating, how would you like, should when your daughter Chelsea died, and when she gets to the gate of heaven, it is me who is there, and I told her she cannot go in because she used to eat too well. And he wrote back to me.
Yeah.
And that was the basic for the letter. But I wrote a bunch of other, I suggested, and bring up shed light on many other issues and matters facing the nation. Mm-hmm. And he saw them. And he says, he encouraged me to continue to communicate with him, which I continue to do. And after about a year or two, not even that much, of my goodness, within months, he said to me that, I am spiritually gifted, and my gift is to teach wisdom of love. Why don't, how can he help me? And I said to him, you already have. Encouragement is the biggest help someone can have.
True.
And he said, okay, the way to do it is write and publish at least one book for now, so people would know you, because what you have is for the whole world, is not only for America. And that's how we get going, we get started. In fact, the first book manuscript that I wrote, is the title of it is The Power of Patience. And after I wrote it, it was too, from what my members of my spiritual mastermind group told me then, it was too spiritually powerful to be the first book that I published, and they encouraged me to publish one or two prior to that one. And I, within 2 weeks, I wrote Who Are We, which to make the first publish of another 7-book series. It is on Amazon and everywhere. Anyone that goes to my website will find it. And in 2 weeks, that book on, my goodness, booksamillion.com under philosophy, it makes number one, number two ranking. And, oh, man, it did much more than it. I couldn't believe that it did so well, but it is available right now.
Give out the your website.
Yes, my website address is wisemind development.org. And they will find those books and much more than that, because there are so many other educational solutions theory that are tested and practiced, and they work very well. That are courses that they are there. And if anyone, of course, yes, I will for sure by the beginning of the of next year, I will offer classes for those who would like to not only I would say renewal of the mind, mm-hmm. which is an educational program right now I'm promoting for minds that have been traumatized. And this can, I like to mention, to take a moment to say that mm-hmm. the mind can be, and for, okay, any moment of your life you go through that was not pleasing to you can traumatize your mind.
Really?
You can, oh yes.
It doesn't have to be have to be a dramatic effect, something very violent or serious. Any little thing can set you off one way or the other.
Very easily. And that's how so many bullies, as I explained to you what bully is, mm-hmm. it's happened to them and they're not even aware of the fact that their mind is being traumatized or was traumatized, and they continue on finding and creating reasons. Oh, that's the way I am. But no, it's not the way you are. You are a creation of love. Your mm-hmm. being was created by love. And your mind was created by your being, which makes it spiritual energy, which is love. So everything you do, you say, mm-hmm. supposed to be, to reflect the characteristic of love. If you're not, that is the nature.
Mm-hmm. You mm-hmm. talk about bullying in the book, and we've mentioned it a few times. And I've come across bullies all my life. In high school, college, in the military, in life in general. Show business is full of people that are bullies. And sometimes I find, Tito, that not only was the bully bullied when they were a child, but their mother or their father were bullies, or their brother was a bully, or their sister was a bully. But I also find bullies, for the most part, are very insecure people within themselves. They have a lot of doubts about who they are. So instead of using their brain, they use their muscle to get what they want. But if you challenge a bully, 9 times out of 10, the bully's going to back down and go away. There might be a little bit of a scuffle, but bullies are just insecure people who are too ignorant to realize what they are. And it may very well be something they were raised around with their environment. Talk about how you can change someone from that to someone who's back thinking normally.
Communication. The answer is communication. You speak with them. You have not talk to them, but through dialogue. And you would point that out to that person. Mm-hmm. This is not the normal behavior of a human being. Something is not right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I cannot tell you what it is. However, what I can do is to educate you to the wisdom, spiritual wisdom, that would develop within you the awarenesses that you need to have in order to observe your thought process, and from there to start making decisions. Because bullying, what they do to you, or their behavior, mm-hmm. is one way to that they ignorance, of course, yes, but you cannot blame them. They are asking for help. It's like a baby who needs to be changed in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. That baby doesn't want to wake you up, you know, anything like that. But it needs help. Mm-hmm. And that's the only way to do it for the baby. But adult or any person who is not a baby, it's bigger than they are, because the anyone who reads my book, Wise Minds, as Gary just mentioned to you, they will see that I discovered that a universal relativity theory of the mind, of which the equation is W plus D equals B, which stands for wisdom plus decisions equal behavior. If you want to change your behavior, change the decision making. And because it is the mind that makes all decisions, and all decisions it makes are influenced by the wisdom that are that it has been exposed to, well, expose your mind to other wisdom. And that will take care of the behavior, behavioral problem.
But it will take a long time for that change to occur. And basically what you're saying is a bully is like a baby crying out for help in the only way they know how.
Correct.
We're talking to Tito Lang. He is the owner and founder, and I forgot to say this earlier, of the Self-Development Wisdom Institute. He's written this wonderful book called Wise Minds, many chapters on all kinds of things, everything from love to charity to humanity to humility to reason. And we're just going over a few of those to give you an idea of what's in this wonderful, wonderful book. If you wish to get it, the ebook can be got on smashwords.com. That's S-M-A-S-H words.com. And the actual book will be printed out before too long. It's a wonderful book. It's an easy read. Kind of opens your eyes to a lot of different things. Gary Allen with you here on the Express. Tito, let's continue with this. You talk also in the book about renewal of the mind. Talk about that a little bit.
Renewal of the mind, from personal experience with it, and how I have used it to it is a universal education theory that I have practiced for just about all my life. And my dad used to practice that with members of his church congregations, and I picked up on it, and also the rest of my life I do that. It is a mind should always be, it's like every 5 years, the mind is always in the process of adjusting itself from one way or the other. However, that is what it does, but not what you choose to have it done for you. Now, when you choose to give assignment to your mind is happy, finally. You gave it something to do for you. And it will see that you are enjoying it, and that's all it does until you tell it to stop. So renewal of the mind is, as you mentioned earlier, there are people, or let's say there are maybe 30, 40-year-old lady who was forced to have sex when she was maybe 12, 15, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And every time, even though she's married, have a family, every time she heard the word sex, that really revolved every energy within her, because her mind had been traumatized by violence through sex.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, she can free her mind from the fear of being beaten up or anything like that in situation like this. How? I don't know. But what I can do and be successful in doing is educate a person like that. It is encourage that person to educate his or her mind to other wisdom. One of them is faith. If you believe that the lifestyle that you choose to exist by, it's one that is not going to lead you to a situation like that, well, that's plenty to destroy fear of being sexually attacked.
Would role-playing help someone get past a traumatic incident like that? Pretending? Going through it again, would that help someone in their mind to get past that traumatic event, or is that just reinforcing the traumatic event?
It goes both ways. And the only way that it can be overcome once for all is to create reasons and find reasons within you that support the fact that you are not exposed to this kind of situation anymore. That doesn't mean it can happen, but it's very rare to happen. And second, though, you are a human being. You live on Earth. This physical world is made of adversities, tragedies, and deceptions, practically. So any of those can knock on your door, can show up at any time. If any one of them, specific one of them, hasn't show up to your door, be thankful, be grateful, but prepare. That's why the wisdom says, prepare yourself each and every day for whatever that may happen tomorrow. And that's, if you live a life like that, yes, situations and challenges will come, and you will face them. And in fact, because your being can see, and your mind can see those things on the road, later down the road, it can cause you not to continue down the road, to make a detour. Now, if you are not someone who is sensitive to spiritual messages, revelations, etc., they will come and you won't know what they are, and walk right into a major danger that could have been avoided. And this is one reason why it is so important for any and everyone to take their spiritual life in very seriously, because human being is two components that forms the entity of human being. We are human, we are being, and our being. Did you know, Gary, your being could be 60, 70 billion years old?
Well, that explains why I'm always tired.
No wonder.
Yeah.
But again, what it does, because of its spiritual energy abilities, it creates minds. Maybe we're not the only planet existed in all where human being, or for this life form. There are many, many different life forms.
Yeah.
That our being may want to experience. So it creates the mind, the mind that goes with that specific species and go through that physical journey and gain those experiences. And that's the reason why I myself, I know and believe strongly that we come, for me personally, I come on Earth to make that journey and gather as much information as possible and take them back to my being. And my being is an angel. So while in wherever that it's at, it can help others in the spirit later on who will be going through hardship or experiences that I've been through more effectively. It's like a training.
We're talking to Tito Lange Jr., the owner and founder of Self-Development Wisdom Institute, with this wonderful new book out on Wise Mind. It's an absolutely wonderful book. It opens your eyes to a lot of things. If you wish to get an e-copy of it, go to smashwords.com. We've got about 9 minutes left in the program. There's so much more that I would really love to cover, but we have been talking, and you have, you brought up the spiritual knowledge. Are you referring to your faith, a relationship with God, when you talk about spiritual knowledge?
No and yes. I mean, God, which in fact I always refer to God as supreme power energies of love. It is our creator. Mm-hmm. It creates our being. And it is our source for everything. That is relationship between our mind, our heart, our being, and that spiritual energy, which I call love. But spirituality is cultivating who we are, which is the title of that other book that I'm that is available on Amazon. We are, okay, we, each one of us is a special gift. Mm-hmm. However, that gift is wrapped. And it is each one of us to learn how to unwrap that gift. In the process of unwrapping who we are based on the fact that I just enumerated, that we are creations of love, etc. Through the process of unwrapping it, the process of unwrapping it is what the cultivation of spirituality for each person is. Because there is only one love. Regardless how you unwrap yours, your thoughts, actions, etc., will be characteristics of love. But you are unique. And until you unwrap yours, it stays unwrapped. Mm-hmm. It stays unwrapped. And everything you're doing, oh, look at this, look at that, that's the wrapping paper, not the gift yet.
Yeah.
That makes sense to you?
Yes. Yes, it does. Because I'm a person of faith. And it's helped me over the years to understand and to use a quote that my dad used to say when I used to look at people differently before I became an adult and started looking at the world differently as well. You know, put yourself in that person's shoes before you start saying anything about them. In other words, if it's going to be negative, you know, walk in their shoes for a while and see how that feels, kind of a thing. And I think the Lord teaches that too. With the time we have left, and we've got about 5 minutes, 6 minutes left. What are some of the takeaways you want people to get from this book, Wise Mind, which you can get on smashwords.com, the ebook version? What are some of the takeaways, Tito, that you want people to get from this book?
The takeaway is, the first one is, nothing is wrong with your mind. Regardless what is happening at your physical level, your mind is wonderful and nothing can happen from, it cannot be damaged. However, it operates from the wisdom to which you have exposed it to. That's it. Mm-hmm. If you are, for example, a person who's a child who watch a certain game show that is violent, that child most likely, when facing any challenge, would react through violence.
Mm-hmm.
But a child that, I wouldn't say watch, but that who is educated to most discipline and the manners of love, when facing any challenge, that child would react through the manners and characteristics of love. We call them, they are innocent, they are naive. No, that's how love is. And love is, there is no comparison between love and hatred. And love always wins.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Love always wins.
You know, when I was a little boy, I remember asking my grandmother, what's the opposite of love? And she said, well, it's not hate. The opposite of love is indifference.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Which express hate. To hatred. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hatred. Yeah.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I interrupted you.
Yeah. It's indifference is the total opposite of love. Okay. Love nurtures. Force destroys. And there is no in between.
Mm.
Either it's love or force. And force, anything that causes pain and force you to make decisions you normally wouldn't make is force. And love always wins. Love trump hate.
Yeah. Because I guess, is the mind always searching for the happiness, the love, the contentment, the peace, as compared to the hostilities, the anger, the hatred, the bullying, etc.? Is the mind always in search of the good stuff and not the bad?
Oh, yes. That's what it is in search of. And because it knows what so much about you that you may never get to know. And it's here. It was created to help you achieve those. Now, because you did not expose your mind or educate your mind to certain wisdom, for here is one, respect, which is the first chapter of the book, Wise Mind. Respect is an energy, and the purpose of that energy, its work, is to draw perimeter, freedom limit for the mind.
Yeah.
So a mind that is exposed to that wisdom and cultivated would not allow itself to be nurturing thoughts that are not of love.
We have had the pleasure, Tito, of having you on for the hour. Tito Lang is the owner and founder of Self Development Wisdom Institute. He has this wonderful book out called Wise Minds. If you wish to get a copy, go to smashwords.com and please check it out. This book is full of a lot of different things. It goes through bullying human beings, traumatized minds, self-development, you name it, the emotion, the act. It's in here. And it's a wonderful book. And Tito, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to be on with us here on The Express.
Thank you for having me, Gary. Thank you so much.
Oh, it is my pleasure. And I thank everyone out there who took the time to listen in tonight. And we'll be back next week with another great show. So until then, please take care of yourselves. Randy, I hope you were listening out there. And to everyone, say a prayer or two. For all our folks out there who serve in uniform, and I'm just saying that tonight, but at this very same time. And also a prayer for Father Greg. He's over at the Vatican, and hopefully he'll get out of there. But at any particular rate, take care of yourselves, please. God bless, and again, take care of yourselves and each other. See you next week.
You've been listening to The Express with Gary Allen. Join us here every Tuesday night at 10 for more captivating talk with Gary Allen. See you next time on The Express.